We need to get an update here on what we'll see downtown at Center Street today. And we take a different approach here than a lot. We do this with Zach Cohen, incredibly informed for Bloomberg government. Zach, good morning to you. You mentioned congressional allies. Who are those guys? Who will show up within the Trump nation of Washington to support the president?
There's really sort of two acts going on simultaneously here. You've got Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is actually in New York today, not too far from you all, protesting this indictment by District Attorney Alvin Bragg of former President Donald Trump on what is on its face a misdemeanor charge, but could be elevated to a felony. She's going to be protesting with a couple of conservative activists down there. And then in Washington, while Congress is out, is certainly paying attention to all of this. You've got people like Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan, who's actually pressuring Bragg to respond to questions about this indictment and about the investigation of the former president. And so even as this trial is ongoing, you could see maybe congressional hearings or testimony, speeches, letters, what have you, of mostly Republicans who are saying, look, this indictment is historic. We want more information. And a lot of them, you know, lambasting it as political persecution and basically targeting him because he is a candidate for president in 2024.
Civics 101. I'm ignorant on this. I think you're really up to speed. Is it appropriate for legislators to pressure prosecutors?
Generally speaking, no. You've got, you know, most of the time, prosecutors don't really want to talk about cases that they're prosecuting as they're happening. But, you know, one of the questions here is obviously this is a unique case. Not only is Trump a former president, but is a current candidate for president. And so you've got Republicans who are concerned that, you know, this case could have an impact on the 2024 presidential election. You know, it's not a given yet that Trump will even be the nominee. There's a couple of other candidates who are running for that. You know, one of them probably is going to be Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. You've got former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, no stranger to those traffic jams you were talking about earlier in New York. Mm-hmm. And so I think they want to make sure that, you know, that they've got a say in how this case is ongoing, and not just this case, I'm sure, but many of the other civil or criminal cases that are ongoing and probing Trump and his record, not just in the White House, but also his business record as well.
Zach, at least to this point, it seems like the Democrats in Congress have, the strategy is, hey, let's take a light touch here and see how this thing plays out. Is that kind of what you're feeling down in D.C.?
Yeah, our colleague Nancy Ignatovich was in the Senate yesterday, ran into Gary Peters, who actually is the chairman of the campaign arm for the Senate Democratic Caucus. They said, well, let's see how things play out. Don't want to weigh in just yet. And, you know, former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, made, you know, similar points. It basically said no one is above the law, but let's see how this case plays out. And I think they recognize that the politics here are a little tricky. There's a lot of Republicans who have basically said because it appears that Trump is being unfairly targeted, whether that's a fair assessment or not, a different story. But that assessment is something that could rally Republicans behind Trump as he seeks not just the Republican nomination, but also the White House next November. So I think Democrats recognize that this is sort of a politically difficult situation for them and aren't going to want to spike the football just yet.
On the other side of the aisle, President Trump's allies, they seem pretty vociferous, I guess, supporting the president. Even fundraising off of him, I guess that's true to character. Any surprise there? Because there potentially could be some political risk to that strategy.
Yeah, although the political fundraising emails tend to, you know, jump on whatever the news of the day is,
right,
and aren't typically written by the lawmakers themselves. They're, you know, professionals that sort of write these emails and try to gin up as much excitement or anger as they can. Both sides do it. And in this case, I've seen fundraising emails from people like Elise Stefanik, a New York congresswoman who's in Republican leadership, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri, who's up for re-election next year, and somewhat of an ambitious politician himself, has also fundraised off of this. It's a way to get not just current supporters of Trump, but also people who may not have been involved in the political process before, saying, well, I don't know about this, that, or the other thing, but this thing I feel like I want to weigh in on. And so this is all part of the effort to try to get as much resources as possible into the coffers before 2024.
I've asked this question, but Zach, you're the one I think is really informed on this. Is it appropriate to use campaign contributions for legal bills? Is that how it's done?
You can use campaign contributions for legal bills. It's a rather regular occurrence, especially when you consider things like recounts. The issue at this juncture is the misdemeanor, which hasn't been unsealed yet, but the understanding is that the charge against Trump is falsifying business records as a legal expense for this hush money payment to Stormy Daniels through Michael Cohen. And then what the felony could be, again, which we haven't seen, is if it was used to hide a campaign expense, which would be a federal crime. If you're not disclosing campaign finances, that's a crime. But spending campaign money on legal expenses is perfectly legal.
Okay. This afternoon, one final question. This afternoon, when are we going to see or as Anne Marie Horden said, even 30 counts, 20 counts, 22 counts? When are we informed of what's actually going on?
I would defer to Anne Marie on that. I assume later today he'll be arraigned. He'll be brought
later
before
today.
A judge.
Okay.
Yeah, I think 2:15 is the number, the time that I heard. But he's in New York now, and it'll wrap up in time for him to get back to Mar-a-Lago in Florida tonight.
Zach Cohen, thank you so much. You're just with Bloomberg Government.